Good morning. 00 hours. OD. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 41 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 38 degrees.
W-A-F-U-W-A-R-C-Y. Are you on the air yet, Sean?
Yes, I am.
Just a quick FYI. I just heard over on the other side, Sheboygan Bob. He is alive. He is well. He's got the National Guard out there to dig him out. But it also sounds like Sheboygan may be reconnected.
That's correct. Came back online last night about, maybe 10 o'clock. Not real sure what time it was, but, yippers.
Okay, so you were kind of ahead of me on it, but, on the connection part of it, but it was just nice to hear Bob just now. I just like him just chillaxing, and I hear, WRZP, blah, 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 blah. It's your boy, Bob, and I'm going like, what? What am I hearing? So, yeah, I just thought, like I said, you're maybe a step ahead of me knowing that it was reconnected, but just to hear Bob was a great thing to hear. Okay, I'll let you get going, get your day started, and say hello to Phil and a couple of the other guys for me, and have a great day. W8RCY.
Yep, yeah, we tried to raise him last night, but he wasn't around, so... He got texted and called him, and I expected to hear him. So cool. Good to hear. All righty. Catch you later. I assume you're not going.
You are correct. And again, got nothing to do with you. Don't worry about it. We're good. We'll always be good no matter what. W8RCY.
That's not bad. I just, like I say, you will have to reach out to me if that changes. I will just assume from this point forward. All right. Anyhow, Have a nice morning. Catch you later. W8FU.
KBTR. This is KEASJW.
KEASJW. How you doing?
Name
is Phil.
Robert
Henry is the only man.
40 degrees.
I'm Ken, and I'm going down John R. to the country kitchen for the regular breakfast roundup of people for ham radio.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, that's where I'm going. Nice to see new faces. Where are you coming from?
I live where John R. ends, just next to, brain fart, the park.
I'm not quite familiar with that area. Which park?
Bloomer Park, which is a half mile north of Avon.
Oh, very good. That's a pretty good trek. Yeah, almost as far as I come. I live about Sylvan Lake, just west of Pontiac.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that area. My son bought a house in November about 4 miles south of Clarkston, so I'm learning the non-grid road view of the world.
Yep, that's the lake view of the world where nothing goes through.
It's a beautiful area. It's like being up north without spending 3 hours of your day.
Yep, that's how it is when you live with cat out there. There's, I think the only road that goes all the way through is probably Maple or 15 Mile. And then they have every other mile road that gets interrupted somewhere along the line.
Yep, I'm at Maple. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. It's weird when the freeways are screwed up, the going from the east side to the west side, what Google meanders you through.
Well, if you use Waze, that's even weirder sometimes. Sometimes you gotta be real careful with that. And it's a great program, I use it all the time, but sometimes it will take you 10 miles out of the way to save you 1 minute.
Yeah, both of those are very artificial intelligence. When I use it coming out of my subdivision, it first says, go the long way around the loop, and then exit the subdivision. But sometimes it learns from other people some interesting cut-throughs.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it learns your basic habits, though, because, like, when I leave my subdivision, I have two ways, depending on the time of day. If it's like, you know, low traffic, I'll go out one way where it's easy to make a left turn. If it's rush hour or whatever else, I go out another way, which takes me through a traffic light. And it always, when I leave the house, it always tells me to go the way I have to make the left turn without a light. So it always has to recorrect when I change it. It'd be nice if it started to learn my pattern and adjust for that.
Yeah, I don't know if it could learn. It could probably be a lot better, but we'd scared of what it would need to know. It's like, how old are you? Are you a retiree? Do you really worry about how long it takes, or you just want the most sane traffic pattern?
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much that knows about you. We were just commenting the other day at breakfast. We were talking about something with somebody, and Elsa and I were talking about something. And then he looks on his phone for something, and next thing you know, he's got an ad to what we were talking about, or some kind of
article about it. My wife had to remind me about location services. Although I paid with a credit card, not my phone, after I left Lucky's in Rochester Hills, it texted me a message about joining their frequent diner club. I keep forgetting we are the product. We are the information.
Yeah, well, you do give me, yeah, I've been there. It's one of my favorite restaurants, actually. You do give me your phone number so I can text you when your table's ready. I guess that somewhere you're probably agreeing to that. I think you can opt out of it, though. Once you get the first text, I think you can say stop or whatever, and then you won't get them anymore.
Creepy thing is I didn't give them my phone number. We walked right in and they immediately sat us.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Ah, yeah. Yeah, I've actually turned off the location on my phone sharing.
I prefer to poison the well. Google thinks I live somewhere else in my neighborhood. Google thinks I work somewhere else near where I work. I'm always messing with it. I used to be the one that gave them the zip code when they were asking for zip codes for the northernmost town in Alaska, so when they do a map and say fit, it would zoom way out.
There you go. They can scratch their head. Okay. All right, well, we'll see you at the breakfast. I'll be there in probably about 5 minutes. So we'll say hello in person. 7388PR.
73PAE8SJW.
Good morning. I'm guessing everybody's at breakfast. KFA does.
Yes, they are, as far as I know. Good on day.
Not much. I'm heading there myself, just a little bit late. But I got me and the kids, so we're going to have breakfast there. I don't know how long everybody's going to be there, though.
Yeah, I got a special project that I'm doing in Mount Clemens, so I had to skip out on that this morning.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's going to be exciting when it's all finished, though, so you're contributing to the greater good.
If it helps with stuff in northern Macomb, I'm all for it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good proof of concept because they're going to do it over here as well, so, and then it'll be nice, so. Yeah, what a crappy day, though. Rainy. But we need our sun again. I guess we've got to wait until May.
What are you early birds doing?
We're going to be in better temperatures and I think a little less clouds and a little more sun, but it's making it. We'll see how that goes.
Is that Dakota?
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are out and about early.
I got that sun.
Yeah, I'm headed to the famous breakfast.
For Paul.
Dave, I heard you guys doubled. I forgot that Saturdays are breakfast days. Tom, what do you said something about soldering?
Yeah, I'm doing that 89-96 pin connection. Got to solder those wires.
Working on a Saturday. Dave, is it a full house today?
That I don't know. I arrive in about 3 minutes.
All right, well, I just wanted to jump in and say good morning. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but I'll be monitoring for a bit here before we head out.
Yeah, Yeah, new radio sounds really good. Your audio is really clear and all that stuff, unlike some of the Yaesu radios. But, yeah. I don't know if it's just the repeater you're on or whatever, and the gain's set really high, but, yeah, it sounds really good.
It's an icon. You can't go wrong with them. You just get nickel and dimed.
Yep, the Apple of radios. So, all right, I'm almost there. So, good luck, Cujo, with your project, and have a fun day, Dakota. Crappy rain. And all these cars are mad at me for being on the radio. So, I'll talk to you later. KFA.com.
Have a good drink, enjoy breakfast. I'll be up there again sometime soon. Dakota, have fun wherever you're going today. 73 to both, KJO.
All right, guys. Yeah, I'll be out and about here in a bit. I'm taking my 5-year-old to get her ears pierced. So I'll be mobile around, I don't know, 10:30, 11. NADVF, I'll talk to you guys later.
You're done with the ear piercing. Don't forget the horseback riding.
Good morning. Hey, Tom, NATPP.
That was you out there. Good morning, sir.
Call me sir. Feel odd. I will be there about 9 o'clock. I'm just getting ready to take a quick shower, and it only takes me about 15 minutes to get there, and I will show you what Sean showed me. So, and then you can do your magical thing.
Give it my best Boy Scout try. Yeah, I'll see you up there. I'm still in Richmond. I'm going to grab a bagel and cream cheese, and then I'll meet you out there.
Okay, I'm still at house. I'll be there, so. Hey, Dakota, how's it going?
Good morning. It's going. Just, drinking some coffee, waking up, taking a nice slow Saturday morning.
Yeah, we didn't mean to not cut you in on that conversation yesterday, but if you ever want to take the kids someplace nice, Marine City, it's nice. They got that candy store, the popcorn store, all that other fun stuff. It's kind of a nice little thing. And then the ships, you can Marine Tracker or something like that. It's a free app. It'll tell you when the ships are coming in. So, you know, kind of a spring day when you're looking for something to do, it's not that bad of a drive, and it makes for a nice day.
No, no worries at all. I was almost home, and I start getting pretty rough there anyway. But, yeah, I do like Marine City. I'll definitely take the kids out there this summer. It's a nice spring day. If it's ever not raining.
Yeah, you would think it would stop eventually, but like winter won't let go, you know, and I'm just amazed at the storms we're having with no heat. I mean, that's kind of surprising too. So yeah, Thomas helping us get the weather repeater up and running right now.
Where's that one living at?
It's gonna be living on top of the county building, I believe, but right now it's still there. It's 47200. So, but it's going to get replaced. It's going to get some remote satellites hooked up to it, receivers, and All-Star finally, too. So it's going to be kind of like the Weather Spotter rig. So it has a lot of potential, and it just needs some attention. Not a lot of attention, but it needs some attention. So, and then Thomas is going to be soldering in the border board for us today. Tom says he's good at soldering. Go ahead, Tom.
In regards to the marine traffic, definitely get the app. My kids are your age, Dakota, and we go sit out there, get the ice cream and the candy, sit on the water, watch it come through, hoping to see the barker. With this Barker Bark, I forgot which one it is, and that's a great thing. There's also that Michigan Transit Museum in Mount Clemens. It's like $8 a person. It's a 45-minute little train ride, up and down the track there on Joy Road. So it's pretty fun, too.
A8RUH.
Hey, Anthony, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just popped in the car, going to run some errands, heard some folks talking, figured I'd jump in. Don't really know the topic, so I'll just throw it over to whoever's next and pick up in the next round.
I think Wally, are you next? Take your kids locally. It's fun. We were talking about Marine City and going to watch the ships, and the candy store and the popcorn store, and then the marine traffic app type thing. So makes for kind of a, it's one of those days when it's okay weather, but not good weather. So that's kind of what we were talking about. The other thing that really is cool that I enjoy a lot is the lighthouse boat. Used to go out in Lake Huron, that's in Port Huron, and that's really a nice thing. These guys used to go out and spend, you know, a couple, 3 months out in Lake Huron, and it was the Foghorn and the Lighthorn boat. So Dakota, if you're still there, go ahead. If not, then Anthony. Thank you. I got to step out for a minute, guys. I got to take a quick shower. Go ahead, Dakota.
I'm going to step out for a second here, too. I got to go run and grab my new stand on my for my 3D printed, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I'll be right back. Jesus.
I'll just be waiting here. Yeah, I don't like talking over the repeater when it does this, IG. But, yeah, Anthony, good morning to you, sir. But, yeah, the place in Marine City, yeah, those are good hot spots in there for the kids. And then there's the Michigan Trend Museum up here in Mount Clemens. They're starting to wind that up for this spring and summer. And good place for the kids. Like I said, my son's 32, my daughter's 28. Wally's are probably around my age, too. And they got the biggest thrill going on that 40-minute, 5-mile-an-hour train ride. And the kids get to climb up in the cab of the locomotive and take a look at all that. So it's a neat thing. And, of course, I got horses.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, these shoulder seasons can be difficult because there's just, on a day like today, there's just, man, there's nothing to do. It's tough. But, you know, there's, like you guys said, there's always cool stuff to find.
All right, back after my Joe Biden moment.
Dakota, were you looking for stuff to, for your kids to do, or was it just a general topic?
It was just a general topic. I'm taking my daughter to eat her ears pierced today, and then I've got a NWTF dinner this afternoon. So we're good this weekend, but we are just shooting the breeze.
What is NWTF? National Wildlife something, maybe? Yeah. And then, I don't know if you, I know it's far for you now, but they have that DNR Outdoor Center that's indoors, ironically, downtown, like right off the Riverwalk, and it is pretty awesome. I haven't been there since COVID, but pre-COVID, it was awesome. They had all kinds of stuff for the kids to do, and it represented, like, all of the things to do in the parks and all, like, wildlife, and it was really cool. So if you guys ever wanted to make a day out of it, that's somewhere you could definitely check out.
I don't want to stop anyone, or who do we have here? I think Wally stepped out.
Yeah, Wally stepped out. He has to make himself presentable to meet up with us.
Got it. Anthony, NWTF is National Wild Turkey Federation, so it's a fundraiser dinner. You know, raffles, beer, all the fun stuff. And yeah, the kids, we've taken them to like Seven Ponds Nature Center and stuff, but I got to give them a little bit longer. They're still, they don't fully appreciate it yet, and they don't really know why we're there, what we're doing. So once they get a little bit older, like my 5-year-old will understand, but the other two, not so much.
I get that. Sometimes you just need to get out of the house. But yeah, you gotta play to the whole crew, not just the one. Tough sometimes, I would imagine.
Sorry, guys, had a bounce tower, so I might be a little bit high on my limits.
I think you sound fine.
Yeah, you got the little ones there. Like I said, there's really cheap, like I said, the train ride in Mount Clemens. And, oh, geez, I took the kids anywhere I could. But you're up there in Inland City, so you got Fort Austin. Midsummer is Cheeseburgers in Caseville. That's in August. And that's great for the kids, too, for you and your wife. They can make hats with cheeseburgers on it. Flamingos. My daughter loves that. She still has hers. And it's just, there's cheeseburgers everywhere. It's all Jimmy Buffett themed. That's a fun place to go.
I used to go to that when I was a kid.
I have never been, but I've heard good things from adults, not necessarily from kids.
No, there's fun events. There's a park, and there's tons of music everywhere. I know there's a lot of kids' activities. You just got to look it up. Anthony, Cheeseburgers in Caseville. It shows the kids' events. And then you can hit the Armada Fair in August also. So if you hit the Armada Fair, I'm usually there. Pick me up, and I can take quite a few of my horse friends and let them set the horses.
I haven't been to the Armada Fair in years. I don't think my daughter's ever been, so maybe this year it's something we do.
Oh, man, when I lived there, I boycotted that place like the plague.
I bet you did.
You graduated from Armada, didn't you, Dakota, or did you graduate from Romeo?
No, I graduated from Romeo.
Okay, dumb question. What year?
2011.
You're a baby.
I feel like an old man.
I'm younger than my oldest, and my daughter graduated in 15.
Hey, guys, I just got to my first destination, so I'm going to be cutting out for a while. If you're still on when I get back in the car, I'll catch up with you. This is KE8RUH. I'll be clear on your finals.
All right, Anthony, I'll catch you later. And Tom, my rice just popped, so I'm going to go finish making my breakfast, but I'll be back in a bit. And 8 BBF.
73, guys, and careful of the drive. Enjoy the weather. KKKTO, Cujo.
Hey, Tom, I'll radio when I'm pulling out.
And I'm at the garage at 23.
I am mobile in a KVP.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not with Paul physically. I'm trying to find a donut shop.
I thought you retired from being a policeman. Wink, wink.
Good morning. 0900 hours.
I never was a full-blown deputy,
30,
but I was well
degrees.
On my way. But, yeah, I got the whole donut thing in me. The funny thing is I used to make donuts in California when I was, before I graduated high school.
Did you make the nice big old school ones, or did you make the sneaky little ones like we get nowadays? A little bit of Baltimore history, even though I don't know very much of it. There used to be a donut shop there, and now it's something else. Kind of ironic, but they used to make nice old school donuts, big ones, and the coffee was really good, and it was kind of a neat place to go, but they sold out. He passed away, and his wife ran it for a while, and then she retired and sold it, and now it's a health food place. Woo!
I was ordering some components. Keith Donut. Okay, I'm on the horn here, because I'm behind the building. He used to make the raised donuts, or somebody else made the raised donuts, you know, the custard filled. And I made the cake donuts.
Not very good. Hey, remind me to show you this little cookie thing I got for mounting my microphone and my cell phone in my truck. It is really cool. And the bullet point stuff. I saw an ad on Facebook, which I kind of despise, so I went to their webpage, and it looked really good. And they got this little packet that just fits right into my dash, and it's got a spot for, you know, three mounting bolts, or 20-millimeter mounting bolts. And I got three arms, one arm for my cell phone, one arm for my microphone, and another arm for my camera. It's kind of cool. I don't use the camera very much, but it is really is neat.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, very well built. I mean, I was surprised. So they were pretty proud of it financially, but I don't care. It was nicely built. So it was a nice solid piece, all aluminum, no plastic. It doesn't vibrate, it doesn't shake. The only thing is I got to hollow out the microphone clippy thing a little bit, but I'm not too worried about that. It might even be adjustable. The mic hangs on there, but you want to slide it all the way down tight. It takes two hands to get the microphone back. Wait for my quarterly bonus check. I haven't seen that yet. I need some tires in my pickup truck.
Got a guy.
Yeah, I only got an account with Leslie, and we got an account with Discount. So I'm usually going to go to one of those two. You know, they take good care of us, and if something breaks, they take really good care of us. Like, they move us to the top of the list. I don't know how many vehicles we got, but, you know, we're kind of one of their preferred people, so I'm going to stick with those guys. I am on the highway. I am going by the tower right now.
I'm the Duncan on Kansas Road.
All right, dude, I'll see you in a minute. I'm going to get off at Hall Road and come down Elizabeth, I think that's what it's called, so I'll see you in a minute. N-A-T-K-P-P.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 40 degrees.
Grand Blank.
Oh, I said WNFSM Mobile, Grand Blank.
don't know.
Did they let you out of the house again?
What was that? Did they let you out of the house again?
Yeah, she came too with me. Hopefully she can stay home for the day off.
But she wants to spend time with you.
She just wants pork pillows.
I haven't been there yet.
So are you going up to 911, or what are you guys doing? I wasn't really watching.
Apparently you need badges to get into 911, so I'm going to be going to sirens, and Randy's going to be at 911.
Gotcha. W-8-F-U. Alright. Someone wanted to see you, so they're tagging along.
Oh, no. I'm just leaving the house, so I'm about 25, 30 minutes, so I'll be there ahead of you.
So you guys are going to have it all done.
We got a Portillo run in the cards.
I said Sally D, but she wants Portillo's, and then she says we could just do both, and
because
they're right next to each other.
There's a Total Wine there, too. One-stop shopping.
You know, if those things are assembled, there's nothing stopping it going up today.
Maybe.
Just saying. The brain power that'll be there.
I think if the GPS stuff is ready to go, Richmond would be pretty easy. Warren wouldn't be too bad either. Well, not great, but the problem at the OCB is the GPS stuff has to be remoted outside and then ran via Cat5 PoE. It's just too far of a run to get the antenna out, so that's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Correct, but for a single site, all that needs to happen is the RTCM get aligned and interfaced and the server put in. So you could have a single site up without GPS, is what I was kind of getting at.
Oh, yeah, sure. Then you at least have the all-star connectivity, all that good stuff. But, yuppers, well, we'll see what we can get knocked out.
I figured, yeah, we'll see what we walk into. How motivated. Oh, can we not get on 75? I can't get on 75 here.
Uh-oh, where?
Saginaw, and it wants me to do a loop, a roundabout? What? All right, I'm just going to go south on 60 here. And so, Saginaw and Dixie right there. You can see the highway, but they got cones blocking it. You can't get up and over onto the 75 there. Now it's got me going 9 miles to McCandle Road.
Any radio test?
Remind me to bring up MI6 to the west. While we're chatting.
That's fine. Andy, which one were you testing?
Any videos testing?
Hey, oh, now you're testing this one. I heard the courtesy tone that time.
Just checking rigs.
Well, the 75, I should have probably just gone over to 15 then. And gone down 15. Oh, well. Wade said I could get on right there, and then it wasn't, and then the road was not able to let me get on.
have to get on at 108. Take Baldwin over to 108.
He's got me turning left on Davisburg. I think I know which way he has me cutting over now.
WAFU. Don't you just hate apps that are named something that is unrelated to what you're looking for, so you can't find them in your damn system tray?
I hate all the little icons in the system tray.
Got about 30 apps that are named My Something. I don't know why everybody names everything My Whatever.
Right, and you're looking for, you know, My Sharona, you know, or you're looking for Sharona and it's under My Sharona. You know, it's crazy. Now, I got one, it's the app is specifically for keeping track of and monitoring doses of Skyrizi. And I can never find the app, and that's because I can never remember. The app is called Complete, and it's in the C's.
Or Shizzle. Yeah, mine is my HSA. It's through Bank of America, so I always go to the B's, but it's My Health something, not even the name Bank of America.
So I'll let you rename those. I never tried that. And then will they follow that alphabetical? I guess I never tried to rename the app name. Well, it does not look like it, although I'm driving and I can only focus too much on it.
Very connected to the radio thing here. It's pretty foggy out there.
At AKPP. Yeah. What up? Driving.
Very good. Okay. Well, we've got three of those connectors made up as we talked earlier, so we're good there. And now she's got a new habit. When you hit her a couple times, she crashes.
I'm not sure what that's a little nebulous. So I'll have to know what exactly you mean by that. Hit it and crashes.
It reboots. We hit it twice with the handy talkie on the dummy mode, then it reboots. All the lights go off, all the lights come on, and then she resets.
Ooh, that's not good. Well, what's the power level set to? Well, I'll be there in a bit.
25 watts. I'm just giving you a little update so when you walk in, at least you got some things in mind rather than get inundated with all of this stuff. So, but we're able to talk to it real easy now, so that problem is solved. Tom made up like three of the connectors, four of the connectors, how many of the adapters we had here, so we're good there. And other than that, set up the three different PLs for now, so you know we can separate the three units. We got that written down. So when you're here, you're here. That's the physical update as of this moment. NHKPP.
Well, if we got a broken repeater, we're probably DOA, so we'll see when I get there, but a broken repeater is a whole different kettle of fish.
Yes.
So, I'm thinking the same way you are. You got to get the basics to work before you do the advanced stuff, and we're not getting past the basics. See you in a minute. WFU NAKPP.
W8FU. I'll tell you, the first place I'd probably be, I mean, right, pending all other preliminary checks, the first place I'd be suspecting it'd be in the power supply. There's a way to monitor that, look for any kind of drops when it correlates with the resetting.
Yeah, I'm sure one of you guys know where the taps are to check that. So we'll see you when you get here. So, but that's where we are right now in our project.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy. 43 degrees.
KE8 DSI monitoring.
Greg, KF8S.
Not a lot. Are you out and about?
Yeah, what did they say? Pedestrian, mobile, or maybe I'm just portable. But yeah, I was just walking to get my mail.
Ah, very good. Took the wife out to lunch, grabbed my mail on the way in. Nothing fun there at all. Just one of those things you got to do. I don't know if you ever get an exciting in the mail, but I sure don't.
Only from China when they send me a toy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always that. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm over the honeymoon period, I guess, because now USPS doesn't bring packages to the house anymore. They put them in their little overfill boxes. So I enjoyed that for a little while, and now I gotta get stuff.
Yeah, well, that was bound to end sooner or later, but either way, you still had to go get your mail. And I wouldn't mind that. Get you out of the house. You can walk, take your bike. You drive if you don't, you know, if you feel like it. So lots of options there.
Yeah, the weather was nice enough today where I could walk. Well, I don't even know what is 48? Not that bad out. It feels like it's warmer than 48.
Yeah, it does have that mild feeling to it, so it's not warm, not cold, and feels warmer than it is, but I'll take it. I mean, just this nonstop gray and rain, waiting for that to be over. Now, I'm not seeing anything really good in the near future, but I know it's coming.
Yeah, we definitely need a break from all this water. I've been looking all around my subdivision. Fortunately, like most of it's like in the woods. And but some people, their newer houses, they got their grading like completely trashed. So it could have cost them more when they get sod in. The people that waited, they could have done it early.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's another good thing that you got yours done. last year. I didn't even think about the rains degrading the grading. So, very good. You should be in pretty good shape. Did your lot hold water anywhere?
Just where it was expected, you know, the swell area. But, like, you couldn't even see the water. You'd have to go over there and step on the grass to get it. That, you'd sink in and get soaked, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't visible on the surface.
All right, that's great then. And, you know, like you said, where it's expected. The dip between my house and the house behind us, that would be the lowest point, you know, halfway between the two houses. When we get those heavy rains, water gathers there, mostly on their side of the property line, so it must be a little lower there. But in all cases, it never lasts more than a few hours. It ends up sinking in and whatever, going away. There's a sewer right there as well in the corner. So that's all we got, which was expected. It's always been that way, and it's kind of the way it's supposed to be. So very good. Glad to hear you don't have any other issues there, and you don't got to water your lawn for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, they turned on my sprinklers, I think Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember. And, yeah, he told me that, like, you don't even need to turn this on for a month. Probably wait till the 90-degree days, right? What was the other thing I was going to say? My old house, I can only imagine what happened over there, because I was pretty vigilant when I lived there. Whenever we had those big rains to, like, prepare for it and put some stuff to capture the water. But whoever's living there now, I hope they did some waterproofing and some of their improvements in the late, you know, fall or whatever, you know, when they moved in there. Because if they didn't, they're going to have some water fun.
Yeah, well, if they didn't, you know, they'll learn and then figure out what if anything, they're going to do. But, yeah, everybody got schnockered with more than usual, I think, in this last week or two. But nothing too crazy, so hopefully everybody's all right. I'm assuming you got your mail and you're on your way back now. I'm just sitting at my desk, got all my emails caught up, got a lot of regular duties around the house caught up, so I'm kind of just sitting here, thought I'd throw my call sign out and see what's going on. Anybody else been on the radio?
Yeah, Dakota was out here earlier. I was out here probably around 8 a.m. or so. Well, I went to the breakfast in Warren and with my, you know, me and my, took my kids with us, with me. Had that, and then I think they were doing a project for the Macomb stuff, so I don't know where that's at, but they may be busy with that.
All right, very good. Cool biz. Yeah, I thought about it yesterday evening. I went, oh, man, I haven't been to a breakfast in a long time. My problem is I never, ever remember it. So unless I'm talking to somebody either Friday or early on Saturday, I'll just forget about it. And so yesterday evening I made a note to myself, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Why not? I got nothing going on. And then I actually slept till 7 a.m. this morning, which is very rare. I'm usually up much earlier than that. But I got up and, you know, started by doing my normal stuff and never even crossed my mind until about noon when I went out to lunch. And I went, oh, I could probably hit up somebody for lunch. And then I went, oh, rats, they probably all went to breakfast. So that's when I remembered. Well, maybe next week. I'm sure I'll remember one of these days.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. The only thing is you got to wait a little bit for your food. They get busy.
44 degrees.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm trying to start my taxes. You know, I'm waiting until last minute because I got to pay. But I ended up talking to Chuck for about 3 hours. That was unexpected, but we were talking. He started out talking about some stuff he found on AliExpress, and then we kind of like all over the place chatting about stuff.
I threw my call sign out on the hub a little earlier, and then I threw it out here just now when you answered me. Had I not got an answer, I was just typing in the dashboard for my five-star. I was going to get on Zombie and throw it out there, but I didn't do that yet. So, yeah, you can always get caught up talking to Chuck, that's for sure. Taxes, are you doing them yourself, like online with TurboTax, or do you bring it into H&R Block or have a guy? Or just curious. If you need somebody, my accountant's right at 21 and Tilch. He does a good job and is reasonable. But, yeah, eventually you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I do it myself. Not too horrible. I mean, it's just, for me, it's just getting started doing it. Once I'm started, then I'm, you know, it takes me a day and I'm done. I'm not planning on doing everything in one single session either. I just kind of want to get it started, kind of see where some preliminary numbers are, and then I'm going to have to fill in details. Like, I'm going to have to put my stock stuff in, and that's sometimes a pain in the butt because it's like you got to, every little, which shares did you sell? Which lot is this from? Which lot, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, that is, there can be a complete pain. But, okay, so you do it yourself. And, yeah, I operate the same as you, and I didn't even do mine myself. That was just to gather all the information needed for my accountant. But I don't like going back and forth with them. I like to drop it off and pick it up, done. And I've worked with them for decades, so we're able to do that. And I have a little sheet that I check off, you know, for everything that I need to make sure, from documents to expenditures and miles and, you know, all that other stuff you got to do, and contributions and donations and all that. So I start and do one session is like the documents, and then the next session would be looking up figures that I got to total up. And so it takes me about 2 hours, I could rip through it probably in a half hour if I just bore down and did it. And then, of course, I put it off just like you. Of course, that's a little bit different, but I didn't know this year. Well, of course, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I had a lot of changes this year, and it could have gone either way. But, well, I procrastinate just because I don't like doing it. But it's done. So I'm just waiting on. I actually got 2 refunds, so that was cool.
Yeah, I usually don't like to procrastinate either. Even if I'm gonna owe, at least I know, like, here's where I owe, or here's what I owe, and I'll just wait until like April, right, to actually like press the send button. But yeah, I still got some time. I got like 10 days left, so. I know I have all the documents, and if not, there's some that I can go online and grab really quick and things like that. But we don't. My situation isn't too complicated, so I'm not anticipating it to be a big issue. The thing will be whether the standard deduction with the kids is going to be greater than itemized deductions, and you have to always go through the exercise to find out which one's more.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's one of those things I always hated doing. So, but all right, cool biz. Well, my dishwasher beeped that it is done, so I'm going to go take care of that. It's saying the little jingle. I think you know what that is. And so I'm going to go deal with that. Probably be back at my desk in not too very long. KE8 VSI, I'll listen out.
Yeah, well, I know the jingle sound, but I only have it on my washer and dryer. I got the builder had a built-in dishwasher that was my only non-LG appliance. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. KF8S.
KF8BOT.
KF8DSF, testing.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
A8RK Mobile. Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo. Hello. KF8S testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 KF8S.
Who cares?
Alrighty. Just trying to see if the echo works. Where are you at, Eric?
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees.
KF8DPA, KF8 Bravo Papa Alpha.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
Oh, my aching arse.
No, sitting around doing nothing all day.
Yeah, this is one of those achies because it's, all the crap, but not really achy for physical reasons.
I haven't blown a power supply up like that in front of my face before, so that was a new experience. I wanted to thank you for that.
Unbelievable. What'd we go through? We went through two repeaters. Well, one and a half, I guess.
I'm going to say not my record, but up, it was pretty darn close there. You know, I want to thank you for such a good time. Well, we'll stop at Patillo's on the way. So we're going to go by home. We have to go Patillo's to go. So we'll do that. Head back home. My truck is, like, there's a lot of waste in my truck right now.
Okay, sorry about that. I was trying to find the 7.2 on my radio, and then I recalled, why bother? I don't have a VHF antenna on this thing. A UHF quarter wave.
And I've VHF with me at all. I was going to have a handheld with VHF, but I put it back.
That's right. See, that reminds me. I do have a handheld with VHF.
It's a pretty red one.
Okay. I've got mine programmed up. We'll see how it does.
I'm like, I'm not lost. This is how I go to Central.
I can't get that.
Okay, all this experimenting. Where'd Wally go?
He is.
So what's the plan? You gonna go home, pick up your bride, go out, or you gotta bring something home?
I am sure I have to take her somewhere. So she was nice and calm. So just told me that I owed her dinner and I gotta go fix a closet. So I think the dinner thing is going to be first, so I'll probably go to that steakhouse there in Chesterfield, Louis, whatever it's called. I think that's our plan, so. I do hear the repeater quite well on my handy talker. I can't get out, so much improvement. So I think there was a lot accomplished today, and remember, too, Fred, I think, set it to 60 or 65 watts, too, so she's not at full strength. Everyone, I must call it an evening. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody. I had a very knowledgeable, fun day, believe it or not. Talk to you guys later. NAKPP.
Not. NAKPP. 73. Later, Wally. I don't believe you, but whatever. Okay. You got to see this fight. WNP.
Okay, waving to the new Halo Burger. It's going to be there hopefully shortly. WNFSM.
We're having a tense kind of evening tonight. 73. Fred, back to you finally. KKK Joe.
KF8DQP, seeing if I can get the Richmond repeater from here.
Yeah, you in there.
Are you copy, NAWGL?
I do, this is KF8DQP. Am I coming through all right?
Yeah, is this Joe?
Hey Joe, this is Nick.
Oh, Nick. Have I ever talked to you before?
No, you haven't. I am freshly minted about 2 weeks ago is when I got my call sign, so I'm new to this whole ham thing.
I should have known by your call. Your call is KF8 what now?
DQP.
Ooh, that is new.
What did you say your call sign was again?
November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. NHWJL.
Where am I connecting to you from? I'm curious.
Are you on the, I guess you're on the Flying Beer repeater. I'm on the east side, somewhere on the east side of from Detroit there. Not outside of Detroit, in the suburbs, somewhere over there. That's where you're connected to. Where are you located?
I'm actually sitting up near Richmond. I thought I was connecting to the Richmond repeater. Do you know if that one is linked to other repeaters in Detroit?
I do believe. Let me go over to the other machine. Yeah, they got a few of them linked. Let me see if you can get me better on the other machine. How's that? Can you hear me better on the... So where'd you go, this is an AWGL. Where'd you go?
I can hear you coming through.
Let me see if you can hear me on another one. Can you hear me on this machine?
I sure can. Coming through great.
Okay. Yeah, I switched machines here. Okay. So you're brand new. What class license are you?
I just got my technician class. I'll probably test for the general eventually, but not rushing into any HF band stuff.
Yeah, Roger, no problem. What kind of equipment are you using there?
I've just got one of the cheap little Baofengs, and it's actually doing okay with reaching some local repeaters. Range is pretty limited.
Roger, yeah, it's doing all right. Yeah, so I guess in due time you'll probably get your radio, a mobile radio, a base radio, huh?
Yeah, looks for a little mobile radio that I can also use at my home as well. How long have you been doing ham radio?
Probably before you were born.
Well, I was born in 1988. I'm 37.
Just like I said, probably before you were born.
Well, it was good to meet you. I'm going to keep hanging out with family here, but it was fun to connect. I'm going to have to dig into a little more how the Richmond repeater is getting down to you in Detroit. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Roger. I just get back. I got my license in 92. Let me, before you go, can I suggest something?
Absolutely. I've got a lot to learn. What do you have for me?
Download Echolink on your computer or your phone, or maybe both. Are you familiar with Echolink?
I'm not. I've seen it on the repeater directory. I've also seen AllStar, which seems like it's something similar.
Sort of. What type of phone do you have? Android or iPhone?
I have an Android phone. I'll have to check out Echo.
Look that up in your Play Store. You can't get on unless you're a ham operator with that. But I think you'll enjoy that until probably you upgrade there. You'll be able to talk to hams all over the world through your phone and computer.
That is very good for the tip. I'm going to look that up in the next couple days and dig into it a little more. I appreciate it.
No problem. 73. This is November 8th. Here, just leaving.
I appreciate you. KFATQP signing off.
PQP, before you go, let me just... iterate something for you, KF80WAL.
Go ahead.
If you want to know more about the linked repeater system you're on, you can go to w8cmn.net, hit the analog section, and you'll see all the linked repeater systems they got.
There's the W8. What were the other letters?
Might be a little confusing for him. Charlie, Mike, November.net.
might be a little confusing for him because he's on an FBI repeater. If he goes to the FBI dashboard, he can see not only all the Central Michigan repeaters, but he can also see the FBI repeaters. So, kafbi.servebeer.com.
Okay, then. And I learned something new
for that one.
It's KF80 Well.
Yeah, it just might be a little confusing because he's on Richmond, and that won't show up at CMN. I do have it embedded into my page so that you got one-stop shopping. You can go see it all. But just an FYI, if you can't find it, let me know. Is it Nick up there? Nick, where you at that you're hitting the Richmond very nicely? Where are you at, roughly?
I'm about 4 to 5 miles away from the Richmond antenna, just southwest, basically.
Okay, you're doing great. Sounds good. So welcome to the hobby, and enjoy it. There's a lot to do. So you've started the journey, and welcome. All right, I'm going to let you guys get to it. I'll be listening as I'm driving home with the Biddles for Mom and I. W8FU.
W8FU, NAW.
Duh, that ain't, we just leaving. From W8 Fancy Underpants.
Landed. We just landed. Not leaving. We just landed. So, Sean, I don't get on your system that much. So, how many repeaters are hooked on this? And how far up north can you go on this machine?
Well, in the FBI system of repeaters, you have four repeaters, mostly all in southeast Michigan, Richmond, Romeo, Warren, and West Bloomfield. But then we're connected to the Central Michigan network, and there's probably 8-10 repeaters there. And they're in Flint, and Saginaw, and out near Lansing, and they're all over the darn place. You're going to have to go to the web page to figure out where all theirs are, because I don't get much out of Southeast, but I can tell you all about the four we got here on the FBI network in Southeast.
Roger. Well, you know, it's kind of, well, I don't get on this thing that often, but it's kind of funny every now and then I'm talking to somebody in Flint, and shoot it. I gave them some of the other places up to us. But that's pretty interesting. I got this stuff rigged.
Thanks for everything. Spent some time. Appreciate you.
Yeah, sorry about that, Nick. I know you wanted to get out of there. You take care, say hello to the family, and welcome anytime. W8FU. AYL, go ahead.
He was wondering how they were linked, and I actually didn't know yours was linked in separately, like a separate group of them, but now I do. And NAWJL, my name's Ken here, and I'm in Bertrand, Michigan, KFAYL.
You say you're in Bertrand?
Correct, sir. Just between Flint and Saginaw there.
I know where Bertrand is, even though I haven't been there in about 30 years or better. But yeah, okay. Bertrand probably really gotten big since I've been up there, Roger.
It's more or less stayed the same since I've been here. 2007 I've been here. And we got a Myers. That's about the only newest thing that was built. Other than that, it's kind of the same.
Really? Huh. When I was up there, first run. I thought they had a lot of, they were getting all kinds of stores and restaurants up
good
there.
Evening.
You could go up there to
hours.
Go shopping there many years ago. And it wasn't that big at that
at that time, go ahead.
Yeah, Birch Run's the home of the original outlet mall, and it's still, I mean, there's outlet malls in many other places now, but I think the first one went in there. And it's still there, but it's kind of dwindling. There's several of it. It's comprised of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buildings, and I think 2 of them are not occupied at all. So, yeah, it's kind of been dwindling, actually.
But they still got Tony's. Listen to that down on 75 going, I think Monroe, Michigan, somewhere down there. I never visited that one. But, yeah, okay. I'm going to have to get up there one of these days and see what it's like. So, okay. Yeah, I'm, I don't know if you know, but I'm down here in Detroit, so. All right. I hope you guys are having a good weather up here. We're going to have a little shower down here every now and then, so. But that's to be expected this time of year. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima.
Yeah, and Sean's right. They still have Tony's here. So if you want your pound of bacon sandwich or a pound of bacon with your breakfast eggs, your half dozen breakfast eggs, that's still here. The same as Tony's, yep.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. When I was up there, I ain't never heard those Tony's or none of that stuff. So. But hopefully I get a chance. One day. That's for sure. All right. Well, you have a good one, sir. And hopefully we'll catch you another time. So I'm not going to stop the machine. But I'll say 73 to now. And I'll let you go. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
See you, Jay. And, yeah, Tony's and Birch Run. Place is legendary. Been there forever. And, yeah, the strip mall and all that good stuff. And where you get off to go to Frankenmuth, so good stuff. All right, I am almost home with the Vittles, so I'm going to make this my last. And we'll talk to everybody a little bit later. Ken, catch you later. And, yeah, were you able to find that website I mentioned, or did you get it taken down? Did you take it down?
I have my phone on me, but I got it. I'll find it. I'll find it. I got enough to find it.
Okay, yeah, like I said, the you're on the Central Michigan Network, and there's a dozen repeaters on that, and then we're all down here in Southeast Michigan on the FBI network, I customized my page so you could see all of it, in one place. And I know Nick was, he's new, and he's probably going to go to the Central Michigan page and go, where the heck's Rich? Richmond? It's not on there, so. But it'll be on the Flying Beer page, FBA. So. All right, I just thought I'd let you know that. So, no problem. Catch you later. I'll be back in a while, and, gonna enjoy my dinner now. W8FU. See you, Jay.
See you, Sean, before you go. Is Richmond up there near Memphis? Is there a Memphis, Michigan up that way too?
Yes, there is. Richmond is coming from our direction. Richmond is first, and then Memphis is out further.
Yeah. I've been up there one time. I had a co-worker moved up there and had a party up there. So, okay, and I think you got to, go straight out 94 or something.
Yeah, if you were coming from your neck of the woods, 94, or, if you come north and catch 696, of course not right now because it's all monkeyed up, but catch 696 or 94, ultimately, you're going to get on 94. You're going to be on 94, though, going north, and you can get off. There's a couple of ways you can do it, but the way I like to do it is the most direct way is you get off on
the New Haven exit and then get on Gratiot and run it all the way up. I like to take 26 and take County Line up. It's way out Gratiot until it, until there's cows, and that's Richmond. All right, I'm almost home. W8FU.
All right, John. Yeah, appreciate it. This is N8WGL Clear and Monitor.
73, Sean, enjoy your dinner. And Jay, nice to make your acquaintance. And my name's Ken here, and I'm KFA-AYL, and I'll be clear.
Did you say KFA-AYL?
Correct, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. And that one's about a year old. I'm about a year old ham here.
Okay. Well, glad to meet you. It's glad to meet you there, and hopefully we'll catch you another time. So I'm going to scan the band and see what else I can pick up on this beam of mine there. So you have a good day. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
We'll catch you another time. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KF8AYL.
Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
W8FU,
who'd you call?
Some guy named W8FU.
What up?
Are you able to work the OMP machine? I think I need to switch emphasis. One second. All right, let me see what your audio sounds like now.
This is W8FU testing on the KCA UMP repeater, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5-4-3-2-1.
All right, I got the emphasis set right on least and receive. Let's see. Let me get an audio level again. Let's see.
Testing 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. This is a test of the KCA-UMP repeater in Mount Clemens, Michigan. Test 1-2-3.
All right, turn it up a little more. Let's see what we get now.
Testing 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. Testing 1-2-3-4-5.
Whoa, I went too far.
Do you need another test since you went that far so that you could come back to where you need to be?
Oh, I think I know what it is. I turned on the boost, and it didn't take, and then all of a sudden it took. I'm lost! All right, let's see. I'm at 200 now.
200. Well, is 200 good? Is 200 bad? I don't know. Where is 200 in the grand scheme of things? This is W8F testing 1-2-3-4-5.
All right, we're going to go to 330.
Testing at 330, this is W8FU, test 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
All right, same radio, can you switch between you and 600?
All right, this is the UMP, testing 1-2-3. And this is the 600, testing 1-2-3-4-5.
Tone, level's about the same. Tone a little different, obviously, but level's about the same now. All right. Well, I know the receivers there are aligned. I guess listen to me how I'm talking on 600 and compare me to the transmitter and see if that's got to go up or down. W8FSM, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
You sound a little hot on 600. I am listening on 600.
Okay, but so it's, I'm hotter on 600 than I, so we need to turn UMP up a little?
Let me hear you on UMP.
All right, here's 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. WFSM, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
All right, you sound fine on UMP. Want me to check on 600 again?
Yeah, just make sure it's on the same level between both repeaters. I know it sucks because I'm on the laptop, but, yeah. So, W8FSM, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. I think it sounds the same.
I will save these settings then. All right, UMP is done and back on the air. I will now go to working on connecting 7200.
All righty. Sounds like a plan. W8FU.
Like we know what we're doing. W8FS.
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
All right, W8FU. W8FU, WFSM on the UHF.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
WATVT.